Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Former Gillette teacher sentenced to nearly 40 years in Washington stabbing case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A retired Gillette teacher will spend decades behind bars after being sentenced in a violent attempted murder case in Washington State. According to KLEW News in Washington, 68-year-old Thomas Krogman was sentenced Monday in a Soton County Superior Court to a total of 39 years in prison after a jury found him guilty of attempted murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Prosecutors say Krogman drove from Wyoming to Clarkston, Washington, where he attacked and stabbed his brother-in-law, Daniel Henry, at a motel. Investigators say the attack was tied to a decade-old allegation involving Krogman's wife. Henry has denied those accusations. Before sentencing, Krogman apologized in court, calling it the worst decision of his life and expressing hope for the victim's recovery. The judge sentenced him to 210 months on each count, along with additional time for sentencing enhancements. Krogman's attorney says he plans to appeal the conviction. Meanwhile, Krogman's wife also faces charge in connection with the case. Her pretrial hearing is set for April, with a trial scheduled in May. Prosecutor urges judge to keep DUI case against Wyoming lawmaker moving forward. A prosecutor is asking a judge not to dismiss a drunk driving case against Wyoming Representative Bill Allemand. According to Cowboy State Daily, in a 30-page filing, Johnson County Deputy Attorney Joshua Stensas argued the evidence against Allemand was legally obtained and should be allowed in court. Allemand was arrested December 28th after deputies responded to reports of a pickup truck swerving along I-25 near Buffalo. Court documents say a Johnson County deputy stopped the vehicle at a gas station and observed signs of impairment. During the stop, the deputy also noticed a loaded handgun on the seat next to Allemand and briefly placed him in handcuffs for officer safety while the investigation continued. Allemand's attorney, Mike Vang, has asked the court to dismiss the case, arguing the stop and detention violated the lawmaker's constitutional rights and that some evidence should be thrown out. Prosecutors dispute that claim, saying the traffic stop was supported by reports from another driver and the deputy's own observations of dangerous driving. A hearing on the motion is scheduled for March 25th in Buffalo Circuit Court. If convicted, Allemand could face up to 6 months in jail and a $750 fine. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.